Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Oh, Cervantes and Hamilton going to each other and the whiskey. Why they do it?
We have the fight.
With Mike Schopen, the Bulldog.
Knocheck was just totaled by an Iowa State player against the board.
I think it was by Hamilton.
On WGR.
Really a pretty unnecessary hit by Hamilton. Hamilton is still awfully mad. He's being held back.
Number 17, Paul Hamilton. 2 minutes for charging, 5 minutes for fighting, and
then it's gone. Sports Radio 550.
Pretty unnecessary hit indeed. I didn't see it, but I don't doubt it. I have no question. Paul Hamilton with us on the West Her Hotline. Let's talk some Amherst, Sabres, playoffs, and the Worlds. And I might want to start there. Tage Thompson, what a moment for him, Paul. The golden goal, overtime winner for the USA against Switzerland, 1-0 final. It's a goal you've seen Thompson score. We've seen him score a lot of different types of goal, but just like a rocket from the right circle.
Off the rush, little curl and drag, bingo, bango. Yep.
3-on-3 in the overtime.
On that huge ice. Good God.
Yeah. And so, the Americans rush the ice. They win the tournament. I'm not sure it's the biggest. I know it isn't the biggest tournament to a lot of fans. But I guess it had been almost 100 years since they won that incarnation of that event. So cool for Thompson.
Yeah, 1933 was the only time they had won it until then. And, just the movie made there. Now, Siegenthaler plays with the New Jersey Devils. He, I'm sure, has seen Thompson many times before. But by making that move and Siegenthaler biting on it, he screened his goaltender, who, by the way, had not given up a goal to Team USA in six periods. He had a 3-0 shutout in the round robin and a 0-0 shutout after three periods of the gold medal game. So he hadn't given up a goal in 10 days. He wound up being the MVP of the tournament, but he was just totally screened. I mean, you give Thompson that with the kind of shot he has, and it take the goalie's eyes away. Good night. But it was a really nice play by Thompson to be able to set that defenseman up to screen the goaltender and then just rip it.
Paul, I feel like you certainly, I don't want to speak for our audience, but I know you paid more attention to this tournament than I did. I was, in and out with all of it, not just even Team USA. It was just a matter of convenience, whether it was on while I was in front of a TV, and therefore I'm seeing some of it. Would you say Thompson played, he scores this incredible goal to give them the gold medal victory. Maybe that alone is enough to ensure that he makes the Olympic team next winter. But how would you assess his overall performance for Team USA?
Very good. I'd be saying this even without the golden goal. Now, he wound up with 2 overtime goals in the tournament, wound up with 6 goals and 3 assists for 9 points in 10 games. But the thing is, as the games got more important, he wasn't scoring as much, but he wasn't playing poorly. He bought into what they were trying to do. And you know how you hear this all the time, simplify. Mm-hmm. He stopped. The first couple of games he struggled because he was trying to stick handle through people and the whole thing. And he was on the top line with Keller and Cooley from Utah. That wasn't working at all. And then they switched him. And they put Garland on that line, and they put Thompson out there with Beniers, and all of them got going. And it was just it was a great move for everybody. And he stopped trying to, you know, go through everybody. And by the time they got into the more important games at the end of the tournament, there were times where he just decided, you know what, let's live for another day. You know, let's put the puck in deep. Let's put it in where the puck should be. And if we have to defend, we have to defend. There's no sense trying to go through two guys, turning the puck over, and having it come the other way when you're playing for a gold medal or you're playing for an opportunity to be in the gold medal game. I really liked his game, overall game, where he, you know, he really bought into the team concept and still, you know, had 6 goals and 3 assists and 9 points. That's nothing to sneeze at, especially when you're scoring 2 overtime goals. But and I think he can take some of this with him now. I mean, as he said when he was interviewed over there, I never won anything in the NHL. Or this is now, is this a Stanley Cup? No, this isn't even a gold medal in the Olympics, but it's still a gold medal at the World Championships. And it's still, you know, he was on a team that certainly was not favored. I mean, if you would have looked at the rosters before, you're not picking Team USA to win. And a lot of U.S. players don't take this tournament seriously. I mean, guys couldn't wait to get over there after their teams were eliminated in the Stanley Cup Finals. Nylander went over and played 3 games with Sweden after Toronto got eliminated. He only got in 3 games, but he went over there to play. The Devils sent half their team. I mean, they had 4 guys on Switzerland's team. I mean, except for Team USA. Pinto from Ottawa went. I mean, and Guerin talked about how he's disappointed. He wanted guys to show up, and especially guys who wanted to be on the Olympic team. Thompson was one that did. But I think just the way his overall game, even before the golden goal, I think showed he's willing to play the way things needed to be played, and definitely deserves a spot on the Olympic team in my mind.
Makes sense. I heard that conversation on the broadcast a little bit when he scored and they won it, like that he cemented his spot. Maybe you're saying two things. Not only did he perform, but the fact that he was willing to go in the first place and put the effort in. Is there anything more for him here to elevate? I mean, he played on the wing. It's a long ways off next season. There could be changes. There should be, I guess, somehow to the roster by then. But is there anything more for him? Maybe it's a little bit what you're talking about, Paul, for him as a player to be more complete or just even better somehow?
And that doesn't mean he's going to have less offense. I mean, since the 47-goal year, he is second with U.S.-born players in goals behind Austin Matthews. This year, he was number one at 44. I don't think you really have to sacrifice that. But there are times where you looked at his defensive play or you went, you know, come on, Sage, you got to be better than that. And he even talked about it himself that he needed to be better in his overall game. And if you're very good with your overall game, you know what that leads to? Better opportunities at the other end, because that means you're helping get the puck away from the other team, and that means your team is going to have the puck more, you know, coming up ice. A lot of players, it takes them a while to understand that. That good defensive play actually helps you offensively because your team is going to wind up with the puck more. So I think, you know, being able to see what it takes to win a championship like that and how they had to play to win that championship, and be patient. It's 0-0, and you have not scored on this team in 6 periods. But there's no panic. There's no, you know, they had 39 shots in regulation. Thompson was the 40th. They just, you know, and a goaltender that was standing on his head was the MVP of the tournament and just was great until he couldn't see. And once he couldn't see the puck coming at him, it's in his net.
Yeah, I also would have leaned on what you described as his, like, figuring out how he needed to play in this role in this tournament, given score, situation in the game, whatever, as what maybe needs the most work. I'm still thinking about his move from center to wing to begin with, and Lindy Ruff being somewhat critical. Somewhat critical might be, I'm misstating it somewhat. I just know he rather plainly said, you know, I've talked to the guy. guys, Cousins was here at the time. You might remember this. I remember from one of the pregame interviews with Lindy Ruff. I talked with my centers about the responsibility in the system and whether, you know, whether they can handle it. And eventually Thompson did get out to the wing. I know Kulik's emergence is a big reason for that, but I wonder if they'll get to a point where Ruff trusts him to play center for him, you know, in a top line 22, 23 minute a night role against the other team's best players and all that, or whether he's become a winger now. Their depth chart will have a lot to say about that, whether Kulik can play top six center minutes along with a healthy Josh Norris, hopefully. Maybe those are their top two centers, and Thompson has become a high-scoring winger.
Yeah, and he said if they can't, they're going to play the wing. You know, when he was talking about Cousins and Thompson, he goes, if they can't handle it, they're going to play the wing, and they know that. And neither one, especially Cousins, didn't want to play the wing. So that was kind of a challenge that he put out there for them. And I think they have in their mind right now that Kulik and Norris, you know, Kulik came a long ways. And they talked about it at the end of the year, and they weren't wrong. I mean, he had to play against some of the best players on the other teams defensively,
mm-hmm.
you know, being in the spot he was then in. And I thought he kept improving while he was doing that. Certainly, it's there's still work to be done. Just like J.J. Paterka, I'm certainly not going to tell you he's a good defensive forward. I'm going to tell you he at least at times was better, but still the numbers aren't great. He still needs to be better when you're talking about an all-around player, but he did score 55 goals in the last 2 years also, which you can't sneeze at. But so I think right now, and I think Lindy Ruff, if I recall, talked about it on Locker Cleanout, that it's nice to have a player that you know that can play wing or center for you, and you can put him in either place. So, you know, they can look at, all right, let's go into training camp with Norris and Kulik, and let's see where it goes. You know, let's see, you know, if they're up for the challenge. If Kulik, now in the playoffs here, Kulik was good for a while, but after game two against Laval where he was producing, he even said himself, he goes, I don't like my game. I don't think I'm playing very well. I can play a lot better. And then he stopped producing in the three games in Laval because Laval is the best team in the American Hockey League, and they're big. And Kulik had trouble. He wasn't producing, and it was a good learning experience for him. Sometimes it's, you know, with the kind of size and I'll just say goony players that wind up in the American Hockey League, although Syracuse had more of those than Laval. Laval's a good hockey team. You know, you've got to – it's going to be a lot tougher to find your way through some of the stuff that goes on and some of the stuff that is allowed to go on. And, you know, I don't think he was very happy with the way he played throughout the playoffs in the American Hockey League, which to me is a good sign. And you know, it shows mm-hmm. him what he needs to work on as he gets ready for next year.
You mentioned the Amerks, Paul Hamilton with us. Their season ended on Sunday. They won game four, kind of big, to force a fifth game, and then lost the fifth game, deciding game in Laval, 5-0. What do you have on that game, or even games four and five, since we last spoke?
Yeah, game four, the Amerks came out with a purpose, came out well, jumped on Laval.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Al early. I don't know why Laval didn't play their Caden Primo. I mean, Caden Primo won all three games in the series. Those are the three he played. He stole game three for Laval. I mean, and just and then shuts him out in game five. He was 3-0 with a 1.71 and a .936 save percentage. Why you're going with the other guy, I have no idea, who lost both games and got pulled in the one game, in game four. Kind of gave the Amherst life, but the Amherst also played a very good game, and then they weren't there at all in game five. Laval had two early power plays, capitalized on one of them. Rochester did not play well defensively. You saw a lot of big chances. They gave up more shots than they normally do. Levi wasn't on top of his game. It just,
wasn't their night.
Laval was extremely good, playing as good as they can. I mean, Primo got a shutout on 27 saves, but he wasn't really severely tested at all. And I don't know if Rochester just gave so much in game four, they had nothing left in game five or whatever it was, but it wasn't the Rochester team that I had seen in other games against Syracuse and in the series against Laval. They just were not there in game five.
How much should we be counting on Levi to be a part of any goaltending solution in Buffalo next year, in your opinion, Paul?
I think the Laval series concerns me. He played very well against Syracuse, gave up the first two goals of the series and didn't give up another one for the rest of the series. A three-game sweep and gave up two goals altogether, two straight shutouts, played very well. He played very well in game four against Laval, where they came out and won that game. Also, wasn't bad, even though he gave up three in the win in Rochester. None of the goals were his fault, but in the three losses, he just wasn't the same. He wasn't up for it. He gave up 18 goals in the five games. Now, yes, they're the best team in the American Hockey League in the regular season, but to have a .364 goals against it, an .862 save percentage, I need more than that. If you're going to step into the Sabre role and be their goaltender next year, I need you to step up and make the big save when the big save needs to be made, even though your team maybe isn't playing real well right now. You've got to kind of hold him in there for, like he had it other times during the year when he had to. They didn't have to very often because they were a good defensive team for most of the year. They just weren't in game five. But, in those three losses, there were goals he'd want back. He wasn't making the big save at the big time. By the time that fifth goal went in, he was sliding by the crease. He had gone all the way past the net, on a shot over there as he way overplayed the play. So I have question marks. Can he be an NHL goaltender next year? Can he be an NHL goaltender at all? Or will he be lights out when he gets there and had he's had a good growing experience over the last year and a half. He could show up in training camp and be ready to go, and be ready to take the bull by the horns. But the Laval series did raise some questions in my mind.
The draft begins 1 month from tonight, June 27th. Is there any news here? The Sabres, there's been speculation all spring that they might make organizational changes on some level. Nothing has yet to happen, as far as I know, anyway. And as you get within a month of the draft, maybe you'd want to do it if you're going to do it.
Well, Jason Karmanos, the general manager, he's assistant to Kevin Adams and the general manager of Rochester, did speak today. I was on the call. And there have been speculation out there that Karmanos would be leaving. And he put that speculation down. He said he's heard none of it. He has a contract, and he's working with the Sabres. So he basically said that he doesn't know anything about that. So as of right now, he's still around. I think a lot of the speculation was he'd be leaving, and then the person coming in would kind of take over some of the responsibilities that he's doing. But, he said no. As far as he knows, he's still part of the organization. He has a contract, and You know, he'll be reporting for work tomorrow.
Why was there a conference call? Is it because of the Amherst season ending?
Yeah, it's their locker cleanout.
Okay.
So players, coach, and GM speak.
Okay, and he's considered the GM of the Amherst?
Right. He is the GM of the Amherst, yes.
So he's considered that as he is that? You're saying it is his title and he's considered that?
Yeah, he has been the GM since he's arrived.
Okay, but people, you know, do consider. Okay, never mind, I'm done. Stanley Cup, we've got Edmonton home to Dallas tonight, having won the last two up 2-1. They look pretty good.
Yeah, they do. There are times Dallas has looked good. There are times Dallas hasn't. I mean, it's been a good series. It wasn't Dallas's night the other night, just like it wasn't Florida's night the other night against Carolina, where they had a chance to sweep. And it's the first time in a while I've seen Florida not play well, but they're human. I mean, I wouldn't expect that to go on for too long. Mm-hmm. They just wasn't their night, and they lost. But Dallas-Edmonton, that can go either way any night. I mean, look at what Dallas did when they came from behind in the third period on Edmonton,
right,
and won a hockey game. So that wasn't Edmonton's night. So it's been a fun series to watch. I'm looking forward to it. And again, I would not expect Florida to have too many more performances like we saw last night.
Right. Yeah. I think Carolina was fortunate. They at least got on the board here. So their last conference finals victory is not over the Sabres in the spring of 2006 anymore.
They only brought that up three or four times.
No, only a couple times.
Never again.
Yeah. Right. Edmonton, I think, looks great, Paul. That series, yeah. Like, I'm on Dallas for a big dopey long range parlay I've got going, so I'm interested in them, and I think Edmonton has been the better team on balance in all three games. Really, you had that pocket of game one with the power play goals start third period that swung the whole thing for Dallas, and I don't know, even the night before Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, Dallas had I thought a very good second period, but Edmonton is just they have learned how to play in the playoffs. Like, you've heard McDavid even talking about it, and the proof is in the pudding. Like, they can out Dallas, and Dallas a very hard, heavy team to play against. And Edmonton has found a way to just sort of stave them off. Nothing lucky or fluky. The goalie was really good in the second period the other night, like I said, in game three. But mostly, they've just been the better team, I think, 5-on-5.
Other than the comeback, the goalie's been good throughout the series.
Right.
I mean, he's come back. There was an injury which put him back in the net. And for the most part, he's played well. You know, that third period got away from him with the power play goals that you talked about. But you're not going to win without good goaltending. And I think they've gotten very good goaltending, which gives them confidence. And really, they were totally the better team in game three. I mean, Dallas just really wasn't up to it at all in that one. So that was, and you know, Edmonton's game for sure. And they played very, very well. But I would agree. I think Edmonton has played. I don't think Dallas has been awful.
No.
But I think Edmonton really has. If you're going to beat Edmonton like you did in that other game, you're going to have to really be at your best and getting good goaltending. And that's the way it's going to have to happen for them. And they certainly didn't get that in game three.
Paul, thanks for your time.
No problem, guys. Take care.
It's our Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. His appearances here on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Big few days for lacrosse in New York, with the Bandits winning a third straight indoor championship Saturday afternoon, and Cornell.
I caught a bunch of that yesterday afternoon.
It was good.
Yep.
I thought it was good. Cornell does it. First title since 1977. CJ Kirst, 82 goals, ties the all-time record. Big lacrosse family. He's got brothers in the pro ranks. And that's where he's headed. And I thought it was good.
Yeah, they beat Maryland yesterday.
They beat Maryland. I'm not into Maryland. Enough.
Mm.
Enough. They beat Cornell a couple years ago. Enough.
I saw highlights of that.
They showed highlights. They showed Rod Brindamore scoring against the Sabres, too.
Yeah, it was nice.
During a
nice,
down nice, period in nice, the lacrosse
nice,
final.
Nice touch.
Yeah, everybody showing that. Nightline. It was on Nightline. Is there still Nightline? You think there is or isn't? I think there isn't. I know. It's Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm going to go with there isn't.
It'd be on after Jimmy Kimmel? Who stays up that late?
There, Nightline. It's just streaming. You got to buy an app.
It's out there somewhere. You think?
It's got its own app.
I don't know.
The Nightline app.
Sal joined us earlier to recap Bill's minicamp. There was a lot. I mean, it was a day where the media could watch it and people talked. Sal filled us in. That's next. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.